Hey, welcome to the Yes Lady with Charla A., your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. Can't tell you how excited I am to meet up with an old friend of mine, Amy Razor.
Thank you, Charla. I'm so glad to be here.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Charla A. interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Charla A.
Amy is with the Better Business Bureau. And I believe all of us, most of us, nobody that I know, knows exactly what that means. I know we like the little symbol. I know that I'm like, well, they got to be good. They're BBB, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring you on because we're talking to business owners. We're talking to small business owners, big business owners, that could possibly use some information about the Better Business Bureau. And, you know, we've known each other for a few years now, and, mm-hmm. and you've transitioned into this recently.
Yes.
And I was like, let me talk to Amy.
Absolutely.
So how can we know a lot or a little about the Better Business Bureau?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. We do so much more than people think that we do. You know, when I first started or started looking into the position and got interested, you know, I thought, okay, I know the seal. Everybody knows the seal. And that's the place you go to complain to let a business know that they're not upholding your standards. I'm so excited to share that it is so much more than that. Our motto is to start with trust. So trust is very important to us. It's at the center of everything that we
Love
do.
Love that.
Yes. Our mission is to be the leader in advancing marketplace trust. And so we're helping businesses and consumers reach that together. And our vision is an ethical marketplace where buyers and sellers can trust each other. So trust is in there in all three of those statements. And it is something that is very important to us. It is fantastic to work for an organization that has high standards and values, and that we expect that from ourselves as well as with the businesses that we accredit.
So there's a process, and you know, yes, I knew about the complaining, and if you go in and check, and that's a free side of it, right? So
yes.
Someone that has a complaint can come in and write a complaint about someone. Do you guys vet that?
Everything that we do, everything that we do is vetted and checked on and researched. So a company might want to apply to become accredited. There's a process for that. If there's a complaint, there's a process for that. And we are very methodical, and we go through each process with a fine-tooth comb of everything that needs to be handled. So if there's a complaint, we offer mediation, and that's a free Wow. part of the service that we offer. And so, you know, we want that trust relationship between the buyer and seller. And so we're going to find out, okay, the consumer has this issue. We're going to go to the business and say, okay, we've received a complaint about this. What is your response? And then we go back to the customer and say, okay, this is what has happened. This is what the business says they're willing to do. Let's work toward a common goal of resolving the issue. And so we take that through the stages of first conciliation, then mediation, but we also do full-on arbitration and dispute resolution.
Really?
Yes.
And that's just for members, though, right?
No, no, that is for anybody. So,
are you kidding?
No, we are actually we are a nonprofit, so our services are offered to the public for free, and the dues that businesses pay for those services. It is not a pay to play organization. We are a nonprofit. Businesses have to be invited to apply. So those services are offered on our website free of charge. So if you go to bbb.org, you're going to find a ton of different things that are going to be valuable to you. We have a scam tracker that you can check to see if, you know, maybe something that's happened is a known scam. So we help folks be aware of that and hopefully avoid some of those situations. There are tons of them out there. Each week we report out on kind of a scam of the week kind of thing. And then at the end of each year, we share the top 10 things that happened during that year. We do investigations. So if there is a company that's not upholding the standards that we expect in the marketplace, we will look into that and start investigating. We actually have an investigative team that's headed up by a guy that, you know, took CSI classes, and like he knows his stuff. And so they will secret shop, and they will do drive-bys and photos and things like that to really gather a lot of information. So we don't speak out on anything until we know we've collected all the information that we know that what we're sharing is the truth.
Well, that the integrity behind that is huge.
Exactly.
Truly.
Yes.
And, you know, do we need to be scared that you guys are out there investigating us?
No, you need to feel rest
honored.
Assured,
yeah.
Yes, that we are out there helping to make business more ethical. And if there's something going on, we're gonna look into it. You know, one of the biggest things that will spark us is the number of complaints that come through. So if XYZ gadget that's being sold through some website is not working as it should, and all of these complaints are flooding in, we're going to order the gadget ourselves and check it out and see what the order process was like. And we're going to do all of the work to make sure that what we finally decide to share is 100% the truth.
I love that. I mean, I had no idea all that was going on behind the scenes. All I know is the BBB. And I think only once have I ever even considered complaining or something. Mm-hmm. It has to be really bad because I'm always looking for the win-win-win. I'm always looking for the win-win-win.
Yes.
Win.
Yes.
And it sounds like you guys kind of are too, which makes us
absolutely
join arms.
Yes.
So I want to say your title here. I'm going to read it because it's like a half a page long. Fort Worth Regional Director. So we're in Fort Worth, Fort Worth Regional Director for your Better Business Bureau, serving the heart of Texas. So
yes.
I love that tie at the heart of Texas.
Yes.
Of course, I love Fort Worth. But it's a national.
Yes, there is a council, BBB Council. We're a large system. Mm-hmm. Our Serving the Heart of Texas is the name of our group that's within Texas. And so that is Fort Worth, Waco, Bryan College Station, Austin, San Antonio, Midland, Odessa, and Corpus Christi. So we are a large kind of blob in the middle.
It is a blob.
Yeah, it's not really in any, you know.
No shape.
No. But we serve all of those areas. And so each area has a regional director. And that is the person that is the eyes, the ears, the face, apparently the head of BBB in that area. So I'm out in the community. I'm sharing with folks what we do. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. If there's a news story, I go on the news. If we have a column that comes out on a specific scam or something that folks need to be aware of, I'm the one that shares that information.
Well, that's great. And you have a great presence. And I'm really grateful it's
you
because you really have the heart. I know you and that you have the heart to make a huge impact and a huge difference in our community, in our world. So you've got a family, you've got children, a husband. I met you guys, and I'm excited to be able to. I mean, I'm really interested in learning about this because truly, you said pay to play. Mm-hmm. It's not.
It is absolutely not.
And that's
not
where I've been. You know, I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pay, but you're paying some dues to get the symbol, I suppose.
Right. It's use of the seal. It's access to your business profile on our website, so you can link your website to ours. And Google likes when traffic, you know, goes both ways. So there are things that you can do to customize your business profile on our website if you're an accredited business. we also have a dedicated customer service person that is there for you. So if there's something going on that you need help with, that person is there for you on the other end of the line right away. You have access to information, resources, opportunities, learning opportunities. So there are a lot of great benefits in addition to use of the seal. But the seal is... It's the brand. It speaks to everyone's. It's the symbol of trust, you know, and people know that. Oh, if they've got that seal, they're upholding, you know,
certain
standards.
Certain standards, mm-hmm. actually. And
yeah, we have 8 standards of trust.
Oh, do you know?
Yes, I do. The first is to build trust. So that's something that you definitely want to do with your customers. If you don't have a customer relationship, you don't have a business. So you want to build trust. You are going to tell the truth. So we always want truth in advertising. That's actually how we started years ago. You want to be transparent. And so you want to always, you know, say what you mean what you say, and not be hiding anything. You want to honor your promises. So if you make a promise to a customer or you put something in an ad, you're going to back that up. We're going to safeguard privacy. So if you're collecting consumer information, then we're going to make sure that, or you need to make sure that you're protecting that information. We're going to embody integrity. So integrity is a very important piece of what we do. And we want our businesses that we, you know, work with to uphold that. So a lot of standards that go into what we do. We have a great value system. So like you were saying that, you know, I'm not going to promote something unless I believe in it.
Exactly.
You know, and so our values are excellence, integrity, teamwork, trust, again, trust, and respect. And those are things that I can really get behind.
Me too. So... what you just said, in my definition of integrity, is honoring your word. So it's bottom line.
Yes.
The BBB is integrity. They honor their word, and they hold others to the same standard. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be right back after these messages with the Yes Lady with Amy Razor.
22 veterans every day take their own lives. They commit suicide. A couple years ago, I talked 4 people off the cliff with guns in their hands because they're looking for hope. They're looking for trust. They're looking for respect. They're looking for somebody that cares. Blue Dragon International Consultants, we care. Go to bdic.net to find a conference near you.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know, it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
The Yes Lady back with Amy Razor with the Better Business Bureau, and I'm... Right before the break, you were saying some amazing things. We're talking about integrity. Mm-hmm. How can the business owners really get to know or use this service? Mm-hmm. And what would help possibly with their bottom lines by using this service?
Absolutely. There are a couple of different things. So as a business, you're also a consumer. So there are things that you're going to need for your business. You might need a plumber or a web designer or whatever it is that you need. Check with us first. Check that business on our website. See what they're rated. See, you know, what kind of reviews they have. You want to make sure that you can trust who you're dealing with, because there are a lot of scams out there where folks want to take advantage of you, and they want to, you know, give you a quote or a bid for service and ask you to pay cash up front for them to go and get the supplies for what they need to do, and then you never see them again. So that's a really common one. Getting access to your data is another thing that is highly common for small businesses. And so there are places that you wouldn't think, like your photocopier holds a lot of really private information about your customers and your business, and there's ways to pull information from those. And so you want to do the things that you need to do to keep your business safe in the midst of this. So a lot of bad guys out there, and we want to keep you guys all safe
And we don't want to walk in fear, but we do want to walk intentional.
Yes.
So discernment.
Yes. Yeah. You want to trust who you're doing business with.
Exactly. Yes. So we have that side of it where you help with the protection. Mm-hmm. And then we have the search, and when I'm going to go get a new roof, I need to probably be checking that Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely. We have another fantastic service on our website, BBB.org.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
We'll say it two or three times.
Super easy, BBB.org. That's called Request a Quote. And it is so nice. A good business practice for everyone is to always get multiple bids on anything that you're going to do, because you want to make sure that what you're getting is comparable, or if someone here is offering, you know, much more at a better price, and you just want to do your homework.
And it's about value.
Yes, absolutely.
A value. And sometimes a price is not the most important piece.
Exactly.
You may actually
end up choosing the higher priced person based on the information that they've given you. And so we definitely want to always make that offer of the opportunity to look. And so you can ask, you know, as many businesses as you want, and you just click and say, I would like a quote from them. And then you'll get an email from those businesses saying, here's the quote for your service that, you know, we got notice from BBB that you wanted a quote, and here it is. So you don't have to go hunting and searching and trying to find, you know, four different vendors for this to compare. That's one quick and easy place to go and get that information.
So that's a great service. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get the bottom line increased by using your service? Is it because they can carry that symbol, or is it, I think that's a big deal.
The symbol brings credibility. You know, definitely it shows that your business has done the work to do the right thing and to be a trustworthy business. These things that I've just talked about, though, you don't have to be an accredited
that's
business
amazing.
To use.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
You can have a profile that you can customize on that website, so that when people do go to search for you on our website to get quotes, you're going to have that seal next to your name, and you're going to have your information, and then you can add photos and things like that to your profile if you're an accredited business.
Can we talk cost? I mean, what's the cost? It's, you know, obviously it's a nonprofit, and there's a fee, dues, I think
they're,
is what you call it.
Yes, it's membership dues. So we're a 501c6, which means we're a membership organization. However, what people don't often know, at least about our chapter, is that we do have a 501c3 arm that also has an education foundation.
Wow.
And so I go out and do programs for kids to teach them how to be savvy spenders and to watch for scams and be aware of things, and for military as well. But a 501c6 is a membership organization. And so when you pay your dues to use the seal and to promote your business as an accredited business and to use our services, those funds are being used to provide all those other services to the community for free.
That's awesome. I mean, I had no idea. I'd never even heard of a six, you know,
501c6. Yeah.
Do you know off the top of your head, is it a scale?
Yes.
Pricing?
Yes.
System?
So the amount that you pay in your dues depends on the size of your company. So we have 10 or less employees, and then it goes from there to step up to, you know, 3,000 employees. And so the fees or the dues are different according to the size of your business. So it's very affordable for small businesses. I believe it's about $50 a month
Really?
Yeah.
For the smallest one.
Yes. Yes.
The vast majority of the people we're probably talking to have
exactly
about less than 10 employees, I would think.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
So that sounds awesome because I think most businesses could probably afford that.
And it's money well spent. Like I said, you have that dedicated customer service person that's engagement that is with you. That's your person. You get to use the seals. You have access to different resources. It's really a great opportunity. And then we keep you up on what's going on. So one of the big topics right now is how prevalent online influencers are.
Okay, yes. I wanted you to thank you for
yes
coming back to that.
How many people do you know that are going to go and see how many stars something has before they decide to go eat there or buy this or do that? My husband's done it for years. He drives me nuts. We'll stand in the aisle forever because he's on his phone, checking the reviews on things. But one of the things that is happening and is very, very common is that many of those reviews are not real people. And many of those reviews were paid for in some way. That's not ethical.
No.
And so when
I hate that.
Yes.
I want us to all be nice to each other.
I know, exactly. That's our mission. That is our vision. There are a lot of just false testimony and things that are people are actually targeting a business because they want to bring them down. And so they're going on and doing one star and saying horrible things. And it's really our belief that these things should be ethical. So the stars that you see and the ratings that you see on the BBB site are all made. We make sure that they're
certain criteria.
So, yeah. We'll make sure they're real. So if it comes through an email, we're going to make sure that email is legitimate and this is really a person. This is really what is going on in that situation.
That's good to know. And I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah.
I guess I probably did, but I'm not happy with that. And I'm grateful that there's somebody out there with the policeman that's helping with the story.
Yeah. It's disappointing that there are, bad guys out there.
For me, I'm not going to put a one star on anything without going first. I just wouldn't do it. They have to really disprove themselves several times before I would go to them directly. And
yes.
I feel like that's the ethical thing for us as consumers.
Correct.
To go in and go to the source first before we go to the media.
Right.
Because once it's out there,
it's out there. Yes.
And unless someone comes along and says, hey, we do have something else, I don't know how you remove them, and it's a tricky thing.
Yeah, it is hard to get them removed sometimes. But on our site, when we do that with BBB, we are going to make sure that it's a legitimate complaint, and then we are going to contact the business, and we're going to ask them to respond. So if you do go online and you see that people have given a review, and then the company responds, that's a good thing. And that's something that all businesses should be doing. So if you're getting online feedback or complaints, or if there's anything that someone says, even if it's good or bad, no matter what it is, respond. And it doesn't need to be a back and forth. Actually, don't have it be a back and forth because you don't want to, start a long conversation online. But definitely address that person's comments. And that is very common.
That's a great thing, a great piece of advice, I think, for all of us. Because, we're in this world that it's kind of nebulous. I mean, and when the AI and the different things that are going through and taking
so much going on,
so many things that we just don't know behind the scenes. So I'm really grateful to know that. So we don't have but a couple minutes left. I want you to, how can we get in touch with you or mm-hmm. with the Better Business Bureau?
Absolutely.
And just let's just make sure that we cover the most important things that you want to get covered if
sure.
we have left anything
sure.
else.
BBB.org is our website, and then in the top right you can select what region you're in, and so we're serving the heart of Texas. I'm willing and available to come and speak anytime anybody needs something. And so if you want a talk that's specific to current scams or even really specific scams like scams against the elderly or college scams or whatever's going on, I can customize, you know, what we've the information that we have to share that.
And you said for children as well, you've got some educational components.
We do. We have, it's called Ethics in Action. And so it's teaching kids what ethical business looks like and what it should be and how to have that marketplace exchange that is good on both sides.
Well, Amy, it's been an amazing time here.
I
feel like I've really learned a lot. I hope that our viewers have all learned a lot, and I'm sure that they have, because I'm getting ready to do some work, and my
BBB.org?
Yeah, I know where to go for sure.
Yeah.
And anything final you want to just close out with?
You know, I would just say, you know, go dig into our website for a little while. Even if it's just spend, you know, 5 minutes, just see what we've got out there. Maybe like us on social media, whichever channel it is that you like. We have one.
You have a lot of lists.
We have one, whatever it is, we have it. And just kind of get plugged in. We're going to share the best information we can with you to keep that marketplace open and honest.
Well, I'm really excited to know. And I also, I think that all of Offbeat Business Media, where we are always loving here with our production, when we, you know, look below the TV show or the podcast, because there's always that information and we like to plug it in and encourage our guests to share that as well.
Absolutely.
Amy, it's great to see you again.
It's great having you with me today.
And we'll be back next week with the Yes Lady with Charla A. Hi, I'm the Yes Lady with Charla A, powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go. Have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective, and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy. Tastes great. Zeal for Life.
That's all for the Yes Lady with Charla A today. The Yes Lady with Charla A is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on the Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available, and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com, and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's MelanieMurphyVO.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.